Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
It's November, and the holidays are bearing down on us. Maybe you're already starting to think about what you'll make for this year's Thanksgiving or other holiday right around the corner. Maybe something inspired by the delectables on the Great British Bake Off, new season out now on Netflix. Well, that's what I've been thinking about lately, and it reminds me of a question we got from a listener in April about the British Bake Off and how one might experience a taste of the show here at home. Well, today we're going to revisit that answer, so grab a napkin and a glass of milk and stick around.
It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE, where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanal. Let's begin.
Hey guys, it's Nick Delacanal in the studio with our question asker, Kaylin Snyker. Kaylin, for listeners who don't know, this is actually your third time on the podcast. Previously, we investigated cool underground spots around Charlotte together. How have you been since then?
Doing well. Not much has happened, although I am getting I'm getting married soon, so that's the big development.
Yeah, but congratulations on that, by the way.
Other than that, it's been good.
Well, I'm glad to have you back, especially to look into this particular question. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. So I know when, it must have been 2 or 3 years ago when Great British Baking Show first started showing up on Netflix, me and my then girlfriend, now fiance, started watching that show and just really loved it because it was a very calm, competitive show. It wasn't like an American, typical American show where everything's driven by drama and conflict with the between the contestants. It's just happy contestants that are baking and working together.
I just watched a couple of episodes this past week, and it's like one of the most delightful shows I've ever seen. Way more delightful than any other reality show I've seen.
Yeah, it's just, it's great to watch. And then as we were watching it, we started thinking, man, there's a lot of good stuff on here that I've never seen before. And so I got to thinking, well, where could I go get it if I wanted to get some? And I know, I mean, I can bake some, my fiance can bake some, but some of these things are very complicated and we'd never have a chance of making. So we got to thinking, is there a bakery in Charlotte that we could get these things from?
So in essence, you want to know where in Charlotte you might be able to find some baked goods from the Great British Baking Show. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay, this may be the most delicious question we've received to date, so I'm very excited to get started. The first thing to do is to conduct some kind of a survey of Charlotte's bakeries to see who has what. Now, Kaylin, being a very organized engineer, put together a list of 60 baked goods featured on the show, and he color-coded them by his level of interest. There's things like damp noodle, lace pancakes, torta set a belly. Armed with that list, I set off on a cross-city tour of about a dozen bakeries in the immediate Charlotte area.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to find some, like, specialty pastries. Can you tell me if you guys have, like, any of these?
As it turned out, not many places did. A lot of bakeries said they only specialize in one or maybe two types of desserts.
So mostly just cakes here.
Yeah.
And brownies, okay. Okay, thank you.
Other places were geared toward Cuban or Mexican baked goods. Others said they could make some of the items, but you'd have to put in a special order. Even Amelie's, the bustling French bakery with several locations around Charlotte, they didn't have much either.
Striking out.
Of all 60 items on Kaylin's list, Amelie's had just one.
Just the baguette. Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I was starting to think this story might wind up kind of short, until I finally arrived at the last stop on my itinerary. Renaissance Patisserie. It's a little French bakery tucked into a tiny courtyard off Morrison Boulevard, right across from South Park Mall. The inside is painted bright yellow, black and white chairs and bistro tables line the wall, and guess what? They had several items on Kaylin's list, stuff you literally cannot find anywhere else in Charlotte. Well, the head pastry chef wasn't in that afternoon, but I came back, and I was able to sit down with the duo running this bakery.
My name is Joanne Rivet. I am the wife of the chef and owner of Renaissance Patisserie.
And seated next to her.
My name is Sylvain Rivet. I'm the husband of Joanne. So we have a team together, husband and wife, wife is husband.
And together, they've created one of Charlotte's few authentic French bakeries that I found, with one of the most decadent pastry cases you've ever laid eyes on.
So that's the Dacquoise down here, Baba Rum, Saint-Honoré tarts, which are like little pies, and these are the big sizes that you can buy of them.
Yes, everything by my hand here, okay. We have no machine.
Sylvain, if you can't tell, is originally from France. He was born in Paris, and before he was slinging pastries, he was traveling the globe as a chef with the French resort chain Club Med. In fact, the couple met at a Club Med resort in Cancun. Later, they were married in California, then moved to Charlotte in 2011 for Joanne's job with Bank of America. She left the bank last year. Ever since starting the bakery, Sylvain has been trying to make it feel like a little slice of home.
You're coming in the morning here, you can smell the brioche, you can smell the croissant. The customers sit down here and say, wow, you are in French, but you stand. You are in France, but you stand short.
And so, are they fans of the British Bake Off?
Yeah, absolutely. We watch that show.
Sylvain says he's actually been inspired watching the series.
We're learning all the time when you, oh, this is a good idea, this is a good idea. Oh, yes, well, we're doing it that way. It's always something you can pick. You have some positive, it's some negative.
One of his specialty dishes, which was also featured on the show, is the Queen Amon. It's like a flaky donut with a croissant-like texture, oozing with butter and glaze. Well, coming up, Sylvain and Joanne are ready to serve up their legendary Queen Amons and other pastries to both myself and our question asker, Kaylin. He joins us in a minute, and we'll decide which pastry is our favorite. That's coming up after this short break.
I'm Mike Collins. On Charlotte Talks, we connect you with the newsmakers shaping the issues that matter to Charlotte and the region.
Contrary to popular opinion, CMS is still open for business. We are a stable school district. I've had the fortune of working here for 15 years, so I've had an opportunity to work with some really good leaders, and we have a strong team in place.
From politics and schools to development and the arts, Charlotte Talks covers it all. Join us weekday mornings at 9 or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Tyndall Subaru Gastonia, featuring the new Outback with EyeSight safety technology that sees problems and initiates action to help avoid trouble. Details at TyndallSubaru.com and on Facebook at Tyndall Subaru.
Hey, we're back at Renaissance Patisserie, and enough with this small talk. I'm ready to try these pastries. So what are you guys planning to serve me and Kaylin today?
Dacquoise, Queen Amon, and what was the third one? Oh, the millefeuille.
Napoleon millefeuille.
I'm salivating already. We wait around for Kaylin to join us, which he does.
Hi, Nick.
All right, you excited to try some pastries?
Yes.
First up, it's the Queen Amon, featured on season 5 of the British Bake Off, or the first season if you're watching Netflix. It's been described by the New York Times as, quote, the fattiest pastry in all of Europe. Can I just eat this with my hands? Just bite right into it? Okay. Oh my God. Mm. It's very much like a cronut, but the recipe dates back to the 19th century. So it's very like crispy on the outside, but just like warm and kind of gooey and doughy on the center.
It's like the best croissant I've ever had, times 10,000.
Yeah, let me get my napkin here. Wow. On to our next sample, the hazelnut dacquoise, which arrives on a little gold cutout. It's like a little cake with a scoop of hazelnut meringue and topped with a special embellishment. Is this like a little bit of like gold on the top?
Yes, it's gold.
It's gold leaf?
Wow. This pastry was featured on season 4 of the Bake Off, and it has a beautiful aesthetic.
It's very delicate looking. You almost don't want to eat it. I know. Just want to look at it, but...
But we polish it off anyway, gold leaf and all. And then it's on to our final sample, the millefeuille, which is French for 1,000 layers. It's sometimes called Napoleon in America.
It's 3 layers of puff pastry, 2 layers of pastry cream, and 1 layer of fondant on top.
It appeared on the final episode of season 6, though the bakers had to make them raspberry flavored. Ours is a classic recipe.
Oh, it's so like flaky. You know what? It tastes almost like a little bit of a s'more. Am I crazy to say that?
That's probably the fondant. I mean, that's basically marshmallow.
This is just exquisite.
So as we wipe our mouths, which of the three turned out to be the favorite?
Oh, I have to say the Queen Amon.
And I think I might be with Kaylin. All the pastries were incredible, but something about that sweet, buttery Queen Amon. It just takes the cake. Or is it croissant? Donut? Whatever. So to answer Kaylin's question, yes, you can find some, though not all of the British Bake Off goods in Charlotte. And your best bet is inside the little French bakery owned by Sylvain and Joanne Reveille, tucked in the tiny courtyard off Morrison Boulevard in South Charlotte. With that, any final words?
Wait a second. Oh, I don't think that was recording. I think I have to start over.
Just kidding. Although, I will be back for seconds. Well, that's it for this week. A big thanks to the staff of Renaissance Patisserie and, of course, to Kaylin for his question. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. You can either leave us a rating or a review, or get in touch with me at ndelacanal@wfae.org. We've also got a lot of great questions already baking in the oven, so make sure you're subscribed to keep up. And if you want to check out some of our past questions and answers, you can find them on our website, wfae.org/FAQCity. And that's also where you can send us any question about Charlotte that you've been wondering about. And who knows, we may find an answer on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.